In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The evil one and his demons work by force. The devil and his demons work by force. Their goal is to overpower us and pummel us and completely destroy us. The evil one and his demons live very simply. They live for death. They live for our death. They live for our death forever. But not so with Jesus. As you know from the Holy Scriptures, especially from the Gospels, Jesus does nothing by force. He does nothing by force. But Jesus works by love. And a gentle offer, and an overwhelmingly amazing promise. The demons live for death, but Jesus dies for life. He dies for your life, and he dies for my life. He dies for our life forever. And so this is why, dear brothers and sisters, the demons react the way they do in today's gospel. Suddenly they cried out, saying, "What have you to do with us, Jesus, Son of God? Have you come here to torment us?" And while we hear these words year after year and often read through them as though they're no big deal, what is actually happening here in this encounter between Jesus and the evil ones? What is actually happening here is a cosmic battle. It is a battle not only for the entire universe. Who will rule? The forces of life or the forces of death? This is not only today a battle for the universe, but more importantly, it is a battle for the heart of your very own soul and body. A battle for this man who stands before Jesus. It is a battle for all of you. Because that, dear friends, is why we have Jesus here again today. When you enter this temple, you are entering into an arena. You are entering into a place of battle. And Jesus is here to stand before you and beside you and behind you and in front of you and beneath you and above you. He is here to stand between you and the forces of evil and to say to the evil one and his demons, but they have no shot at you. Jesus is here today to look them in the eye so that you don't have to. And he is here fully and finally at this very hour to put those demons to flight so that you have nothing to fear in this life or in the life to come. But Jesus does that not by some dramatic show of power. That's not how Jesus works. But Jesus does it again today in the simple, tangible, touchable stuff of this life. Jesus does it again today with bread and wine that by his touch and by his word become his own body and blood. That is why we are here. We are here, as we say, to put Christ first, But Jesus is here today to put all of you first. He is here to love you and forgive you, to body you and blood you, to give you his mercy and to give you all of his gifts. He is here to drag you sometimes by your bootstraps, to show you there are good things ahead. He is here to call you back to Eden. He is here to call you back home, to your home and to my home and to our home together. So let us not, like those townspeople in today's gospel, let's not ask Jesus to depart from us. For he alone is our life and our hope and our joy. He alone is our salvation. To him be glory and dominion, now and ever, and unto ages of ages. Amen.